All right, we're live. What's up, my brothers? How are we doing today? Just going to make an adjustment here and get the show on the road before the train wreck number 58, the worst red flags. This is a massive request by viewers, especially on my social platform, so on Twitter and the community page of the YouTube channel. I've got over 1,000 of you guys that have commented with the craziest red flags you've come across early on. If you guys are new, I'm Rich Cooper, and I'm kind of known as a red flag guy. You've arrived at Bomber Command, and we're about to drop some cold hard truth bombs on what is up with red flags and what you should be attentive to when it comes to red flags and spotting with women. I actually don't need my headphones today, so I'm going to take these off. And I'm going to do this without headphones, unless I got to throw those in later. But we're going to do this radio show style, because it's just me on today. So let's get started here. Let's see. So share screen. And before, actually, I will just share it right here. If you guys are listening to this as a podcast, it is available on podcast, by the way, on all your platforms. So Apple, Spotify, SoundCloud, just go out there and search for it. There's 57 other episodes out there on various topics, covering a ton of stuff you guys should be familiar with. So this one, we're going to hop into the red flags. I'm just going to read it out just to make it easier for the guys listening to podcast version of this. We got 943 responses in here, and I'm not going to do them all. I'm just going to try to hit the big ones. And on Twitter, I got close to 400. So that should keep us busy for plenty of time. The way it works is it usually organizes for me everything at the top. Let's just make sure we are. And these will be the most upvoted ones, thumbs up. So by the way, guys, if you're not subscribed to the channel, please hit subscribe and the notification bell so you don't miss broadcasts. Also, if I pump out anything here on the community tab for you guys to contribute on, I will definitely be able to feedback on stuff, because I do, reply to a lot of stuff in here. So worst red flag, this is the top voted one by you guys, it seems. It ended up at the top anyway by Robert Reynolds. He said, the worst red flag I've seen was when she told me she was a single mom with 5 kids. I ran like Forrest Gump. Run, Forrest, run. I wonder if it was 5 kids all from the same father or from different fathers. But yeah, that's bad news. I mean, I remember there was this... let me just go here. I can bounce back and forth. I'm just going to kind of go back and forth because I've got an entire chapter dedicated to red flags. So what I'm going to do is on the main points, I'm going to go through them. I'm going to provide some feedback, and I'll let you know if it's a significant red flag or if it's more of like a yellow flag. So 5 kids is a lot of work. There was a dude once that told me that for every kid a woman has from a prior relationship brought to the table today, looking for an LTR, her sexual marketplace value would drop by 1 point. So if she would start out as a 10, which is virtually impossible to have 5 kids in tow. But let's just say, for argument's sake, she starts out as a 10 with 5 kids in tow. You subtract 5, she's automatically a 5. So that is definitely a red flag. That is something that you want to avoid. Anything on a long-term basis, absolutely 100%. A lot of guys ask me often about single mommies. I've talked a lot about it. I've had my own share of experiences. Maybe one day I'll dive into the 2 to 3 key components in a video that really red-pilled me when it came to single moms and understanding why it's such a bad choice for men. I've talked about it in a few videos already, so you can check those out. But yeah, definitely that is one of the top comments. Let me just add this back to the stream here. Add to stream, and there we go. So you guys can see it, they're watching it. Cigarette smoking that only got worse throughout the relationship. Listen, guys, if you're not a smoker and you start getting involved with a chick that smokes cigarettes, first of all, I haven't met a lot of women that smoke nowadays. I remember when I was younger, I used to be in this relationship with this chick in my 20s, who's pretty hot. She actually was one of the ones that I had one-itis for. And she had a really bad smoking habit. I remember one time we were in her car, and there was like probably 7 or 8 empty packages of cigarettes in her car. It reeked like an ashtray. That the health issue should be obvious. Setting that aside, it's like sleeping with an ashtray or making out with an ashtray. So definitely long-term no. if you want to go on a short term, you know, you can definitely do that. So we've got cigarette smoke, and that's definitely up near the top 100%. That's just not being attentive, you know, to your own health. That's just dumb in my view. Here's another one. Snapchat had 40 unopened messages delivered from guys when she pulled it up. That is a lot. So that kind of goes to, I have 20 red flags in that free chapter, and I have one under validation, chapter number 13. Actually, here, what I'll do is I'll throw this up here for you guys. So you can grab it. Make sure you grab that free chapter. Get on my email list. I don't spam it. You guys will probably get an email from me and be like, why doesn't this guy ever message me or send me any content? I'm not one of those guys that sends like 7 emails a day. You might get like one email, you know, every couple weeks from me, but get on that list, please. So it's entrepreneursandcars.com/red-flags. Let me just grab that and I'll drop in the chat so you can click it open. Grab it when you have a second to click it on a browser. All right. Copy. I feel like I need an assistant to run these shows to do this way. There we go. So the whole social media thing, 40 unopened messages on Snapchat. Now, listen, I don't use Snapchat. Snapchat, TikTok, there's some really dumb social media apps out there. I understand that there's some younger crowds that use them. From what I understand, Snapchat is, you know, you send these like pictures and messages that disappear after a period of time. Having 40 unopened messages from dudes when she opens it up just tells you she basically has a Rolodex or a box of dicks in her hand. She picks up this thing and opens it up. And when it's unlocked, boom, it's like, oh, I've got 40 messages from 40 potentially thirsty betas. Maybe there are some alpha chads that she's also with as well. But she's basically got on speed dial or easy access to very quick and huge amounts of validation for just finger touching, you know, one button. You know, when I say finger touching, I'm using, you know, the finger pad to unlock my phone, obviously, but you know, just touching the phone unlocks it, gives them that much to go with. You're definitely not gonna want to get in anything on a long-term basis. Here we go. Anything on a long-term basis with somebody that's seeking validation online. Short-term, fine. You know, if you want to have fun, if it's a one-night thing or short-term basis or FWB, whatever. You don't invite that risk into your life over a long-term. It's not really a risk. It's just you've got somebody that's got an addictive personality to seeking attention and validation online, which is never a good thing. So there's that one. I've got another one here that's up near the top. What have we covered so far? 4. I've got 500. How many were on this list? 944. I'm not going to do them all. I'm just going to do the main ones. She was just plain mean to people. Not me, but everyone else. I knew it wouldn't be long before it was me, though. Second date, see it. Yeah. Anytime you have a chick that's mean to you, not, you know, I sound like a little bit of a pussy, what I'm saying. Anytime, you know, you go out with a chick, you go out for drinks, you grab a coffee, she's rude or she's mean or she's like, you know, you feel like saying, well, okay, Karen, you know, as you're kind of going somewhere, she's chastising somebody for something ridiculous. I'll give you an example. I went for a bike ride today and I kind of got off on a wrong path. And, you know, there was this old couple that was kind of ahead of, not that old, but, you know, an older couple that was ahead of us. And as we're going by, because it's a narrower path, she decides to, you know, bust out the Karen hat and she's like, this is a path only for pedestrians. You shouldn't be on here. I'm just like, okay, Karen. That's not particularly mean, but if you have somebody that's hardcore, you know, rude or mean to wait staff, you know, if somebody's holding a door open or they don't even acknowledge it or say thank you. Again, that's just somebody that you don't want to invite into your personal life on a long-term basis. Want to have fun with them? Sure, go for it. Enjoy your night. Enjoy a couple of nights, whatever you want. But yeah, Wayne is definitely right here. When he's saying, you know, she was just plain mean. Like there's some people out there that are just plain assholes. You definitely want to avoid them on a long-term basis. That's certainly a good one there. Captain Cranky says, a woman with strong Christian values who doesn't work a real job has no means to provide for herself other than sponging off her daddy. I've seen, now this is one version of a red flag. I don't think that the whole Christian value thing matters that much specifically. There's one that I've seen a lot of, which is particularly bad. And you often see them on dating apps, and it was a soundbite, something along the lines of stay at home mommy. It gets better. Stay-at-home mommy with three kids with two daddies, and she's not even that good looking, most of them anyway. That's the one that I would look at for anything on a long-term basis. Captain Cranky's got a useful point there, but I don't think that it's particularly that big of a red flag. This was more of a yellow one. Mike, what does he say over here? When she's 50 pounds heavier than her profile pic, I hate online dating. One of the bars opening up. Yeah, so that's a full-on catfish. You're going to get that a lot. Women tend to, how can I put it? I don't want to say lie. Let's just use the word lie. Women tend to lie about the optics, what they look like when they use online dating. They often use older photography. I remember when they first started letting you upload like digital, like the conversion of print photograph to digital, you know, this is going to date me for 15, 20 years ago. But when you could first start doing this, they used to, on the bottom right of the screen, have something in like an orange time date stamp. And often, you know, like 2012, let's say, you'd see it time date stamped from like 5 years earlier. And those were the obvious ones. Today, it's not so obvious. Some real good telltale signs, you know, going over to Mike's point over here. I'll give you some real good pointers to try to spot, you know, the catfishers when it comes to online dating, you know, so they don't show up way heavier than what you're expecting. Only shots of the face, close-up shots of, like, basically the closer up they are. So if you get pictures like this where they're like, you know, it's a close-up of the eyeball or something like that, or it's just like, you know, cropped out, you know, with the head or certain body parts with other parts cropped out so you can't get full frame. Usually, oh, great, that thing went out. Hang on, let me bring the focus back for you guys. This little technique, I like, whoop, there we go. So when there's no frame around the body, it's very, very hard to distinguish how heavy they are. So you can save yourself a lot of time. You can also tell by the arm. So if it's cropped out, but it's like a black dress or it's a darker scene where it's harder to see figure or frame, those ones are usually easy to spot because they're going to be bigger arms, you know, like the big, you know, like sausage arms sort of things. And I'm not talking muscular. I'm talking about, you know, bigger arms. Those are usually good ones as well to spot. And another one is if you don't see any body pictures, I mean, if she's attractive, women know that they're beauty objects to men. Women inherently know that they're beauty objects to men. And if she's not signaling to you, you know, visual cues of her beauty, then she's hiding something. And it's not because she's a smoke show, because if you go onto Instagram or Snapchat or any of these social apps, you're going to get a lot of women taking all kinds. It's like, hey, how do you like my new shoes, guys? And it's like a picture of her ass. You know, you can see, barely see the shoes at the bottom, but she's standing in the gym mirror, you know, somewhere, you know, in the tightest pants possible. And she's talking about her shoes. So if they're attractive, they're going to show you pictures of their beauty. If they're not attractive, you're going to have a hard time guessing it. So don't waste your time going out with somebody that's not like proving to you that they are attractive. You are going to waste your time. I'm going to say, you know what? Not even 9 times out of 10, practically 10 times out of 10. I mean, if we're going to use 50, let's say 48 times out of 50, you're pretty much going to show up and see somebody that doesn't look anything like the photography, or it's older photography and they've aged quite a bit. So that's another good one right there too. Thanks for sharing that one, Mike. Let's go back to the list over here. Joe Mama. When she's lied about having a serious heart condition to gain sympathy and excuse her abusive, manipulative behavior to me and others. Why would she lie about a heart condition? I guess there's some women that will, I'm assuming Joe Mama is talking specifically about online dating now, because this is something that should be apparent early on, you know, face to face. But let's say, you know, she shows up and she's like, oh, I'm basically dying or I'm extremely ill. It's like, forget it, man. You don't even want to get involved with that. If a guy were to show up on a date but not have a job or been unemployed, or let's even say homeless, let's go extreme because this is an extreme example. She probably wouldn't even stay for the rest of the date. Okay. She'd probably get up and walk out. So, you know, tomato, tomato, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Here's another one that had 178 thumbs up. This one had a lot of reach. Andy said, she tells you she's in a relationship, but it's a bad relationship, and the guy is abusive or whatever. Usually turns out that she's a cheater, just trying to justify her behavior. So this is one that shows up a lot. You'll get women that will either be separated, going through a divorce, sometimes still living with her boyfriend. I remember after I got divorced, I met this smoke show. She was really attractive. And she was telling me that, well, first of all, she had special needs kids. And I was like, oh, fuck, you know, here we go. And then she was telling me that her, you know, supposedly ex-husband still lived in the house but slept on the couch. So that's one example of that. These are not long-term scenarios. I mean, like, as soon as she says single mom, it's like, okay, that's fine. You know, if you want to hang on a short-term basis or FWB it, then that's fine. You can go down that route. But if she's still tied to somebody else, if she's looking for something on a long-term basis, that's definitely a huge red flag. I mean, first of all, she's a hoe. You know, she's a cheater. So if she's doing that on her boyfriend, husband, you know, during whatever period or, you know, bad relationship. I love it when they say, you know, I'm in a bad, abusive relationship. Well, take some ownership for the choices that you made that got you into that scenario. If you can't take ownership for it and you're just pointing and sputtering at the other person saying it's all their fault and you've done nothing wrong, they're just a bad person. Well, did you not notice this before you moved into the house with them? Did you not notice this before you said I do? Did you not notice this before you got pregnant three times with a guy and had three kids after you said I do? So you want to keep your eyes open for, you know, signals like that. Andy's got a real good point with that one. So that's a significant one there. I don't know what these symbols are. If you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. I've seen that one few times. You see it a lot on social media in memes. You know, women use it often on Twitter and on Facebook. If you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. What she's basically saying is she's a real handful without actually saying it. She's essentially warning you, hey, buddy, I'm a bit of a train wreck. I come with drama. I come with stress. You're going to have to do things that you wouldn't have to do with other people. Often, not like, you know, once every couple of years or once a year, something like that. That is code for you're going to be dealing with a train wreck. That is a short-term relationship. That is one or two dates. That's it. You're not going any farther than that one. Oh, we got a whole bunch more with huge upvotes too. Let's see what we got here. Yeah, big introduction. Right, exactly. Constant comments that put you down. Starts as a harmless teasing and shit test, which are fine, but then continues nonstop. Sometimes it's just a look like WTF is wrong with you for jamming out a song, admiring a muscle car, or just enjoying yourself for being in a good mood. These women need their men to be beaten down slaves. They simultaneously love to get rammed by you. If you hold frame, they run away. So listen, this is an important one. So let's spend a little bit of time on this. Women that do this constant berating, especially early on, if she's going to make fun of your clothes, your car, your phone case, your wallet, it's like, you know, what my favorite, my absolute favorite, I've seen this, you know, like a few times. I had this chick once. I remember she was making fun of my shoes. Yeah, she was poking fun at my shoes. And I'm a gentleman, within reason. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, my shoes, you may not like them. I happen to like them, and I've happened to be complimented on them. This is what I'm thinking. But at the end of the day, you're throwing rocks from a stone house because you have no ass. It's like straight down. The back starts up here all the way down the feet, and there's nothing there. Like what I don't know what she sits on when she sits down, but there's nothing there. It's straight up and down. And I could go there and I could say, well, I can change my shoes, but you can't change that. But I don't. So you've just got to laugh at these things and have a good gaggle at it, because they will come up. And they will come up from time to time, and you're not going to know about them until, you know, you meet the person, or, you know, you go on a date after you do a cold approach. Sometimes they're going to be friendly with you. You get a number and you find out later on that they've got a bad attitude, or maybe they were on a better behavior at that time because something was going on that day. But if anybody's going to put you down early on, they don't respect you. And bottom line, if she's not going to show any indication of respect, you're wasting your time. She's going to be a real train wreck for you later on down the road. You're going to, most guys in an LTR will go through the process of betatization through 1,000 concessions anyway, if they're not careful. She's going to be the kind of person that's going to do it very, very early on in the relationship. Again, guys, if you haven't got my red flag chapter, grab it. It's right there in that banner below. Get on my email list. Make sure you opt in. Grab that free chapter because I get in extreme detail on 20 red flags. Let's see here. What else we got? I'm going to look for another one. A lot of big upvotes here. Here's one. Here's a good one. This guy makes a good point. Abrupt Sieg says, when she talked about her ex-boyfriend for an hour and they had broken up 2 years prior. You guys ever had that? Now, one of the core mistakes a lot of guys make after they break up is they behave like this Abrupt C guy is basically describing the woman behaves. And complaining about an ex relationship while you're out on a date or with somebody new is a bad, bad way to launch it. A lot of guys do this when they leave their marriage. It's usually the woman leaving the guy because 70% of divorces are actually initiated by women. We already know that. It's not news. But they'll end up complaining on their dates after the divorce about their marriage, how terrible it was. And the last thing that she's going to want to hear is you bitching and complaining about your past relationship. You're going to be expected to listen to her crap, but she's going to have no patience for you talking about your crap. Now, her ramming on about it for an hour from an ex-boyfriend from 2 years ago, that's a huge red flag. That's an alpha widow right there. I can tell you straight up. This chick over here is an alpha widow. 2 years prior, forget it. Hang on a second. We got another one here. Big upvotes. A Christian nudist with money issues and tattoos. So hot, though. What a shame. Go short term, buddy. Friends with benefits. Keep it on a short term basis. Don't turn it into a relationship. So I have here. Sorry, I'm going to go back over here to the stream. Add to the stream. There we go. This isn't a red flag in itself. For me anyway, now if somebody's heavily into a religion, it's not for me. I'll pass. You know, you got to have some alignment when it comes to your spiritual values. Nudist, not a big deal. Money issues, big deal. What is that? Red flag number 6 on my list. Get that list down below over there. Tattoos, that's also on my list. Tattoos and piercing. One or two. Not a big deal, but if we're talking like, you know, we've got a tramp stamp, a neck tattoo, one behind the ear, one on the upper back, you know, legs, hands, you know, like the standard wrist thing that women like to do these days. You know, if she's starting to cover herself with ink, it's a big pass for me. So hot though, what a shame. Again, yeah, just have your short term on it. Here's Duke of Norfolk. Norfolk, if you're in North America, Norfolk, Fork, if you're in the UK. It's a tie between I'm a feminist and I've been married and divorced twice. Those are my top red flags. So I'm a feminist is number 2 on my list. And I go into a lot of depth in that chapter. Again, you're going to want to grab it. I go in a lot of depth as to why you want to avoid women that that self-proclaim and identify as a feminist. Now, here's a problem. There's a lot of women that are feminists that you will not be able to tell are feminists. They will dress very feminine. Have long hair, wear makeup, you know, go to a lot of effort to look, you know, pretty beautiful. You know, they'll do boob jobs, you know, which typically aren't things that feminists will do. But they'll still be a feminist. And you may not see that till later on down the road, which is one of the reasons why you definitely want to take your time, you know, getting to know her over a longer term basis to see what she's really about, to see what her views and opinions become on certain topics, political topic. Like today, you know, we've got, you know, there's this dude that was murdered, George Floyd, I think his name was, and like the United States has lost its freaking mind. Like they're burning down, looting, you know, losing their shit. You know, you could ask her, so what do you think of all that, right? And see what her response is. So it's one good way to kind of discover if she has a view or opinion that's skewed, that's going to be problematic for you down the road. If she volunteers it, I'm a feminist right away, then it's just like, okay, I think we're done here, right? I mean, it's something that you should be able to identify early on and make sure that you avoid, because it is so, so problematic. Again, watch, not watch, but read point number two in that red flag chapter, because I cover why feminists are such a big problem for dudes on a long-term basis. I've been married and divorced twice. Yeah, you know, married and divorced twice with kids in tow is a big fat no. Long-term basis, flat out done, forget it. You wouldn't even go out with her. Married and divorced twice with no kids. She better have a damn good reason why she went through the entire process of preparing for a marriage and then getting divorced. Not once, but twice. That is a massive red flag. To me, that would be a bigger red flag, yeah. Let's go back to full screen layout over here. And here's another one with a lot of big upvotes. Burkhan Al-Din Ibrahim. Interesting name. Okay, if she tells me that she cheated before and asks me if I've ever cheated, women who ask you if you've ever cheated are guilty of cheating themselves. This is true. Totally, 100% co-sign this. Women that start questioning you very early on, if you're a cheater, if you're a player, you know, that kind of nonsense, they're just projecting for the most part. Whenever somebody points and sputters at you, full screen layout. There we go. Whenever somebody's doing this and pointing at you, they got three fingers pointing back at themselves. Okay. That's what's going on there. Guilty conscience pricks the mind. They will always do it again. One offense is enough, though. You should establish, by the way, if you're on a date with a chick and you're not monogamous, meaning you're not sexually monogamous with women. That's not something that you want to deal with on a long-term basis. If you're going to be non-monogamous in a relationship, just whatever. All right, fine. Whatever you want to do, because I don't believe monogamy anyway, and you carry on, you know, if it's something that you choose to want to do. But if you're looking for somebody to be loyal to you, which is almost impossible today because women aren't inherently loyal to begin with, but I'm assuming this is what he's talking about. I don't know. Maybe he's Muslim. Maybe that's why he's referencing the cheating. I don't know. Sometimes you don't get full frame. Let me just expand this and see if there's any back and forth from him. Nope. Okay. So if you're looking for a woman for marriage and you're expecting her to comply, and if she can't, then this is a goodbye right here. Okay. She's definitely telling you straight up front. She's telling you right up front that she's going to be too much of a handful. She's going to make your life a train wreck, and you're probably going to end up, if you're the kind that's prone to one-itis, to have issues with that. That's not going to be a good scene for you. Andre Ristic told me about her friend who's having a feminist struggle. She needs to be She needs to be impregnated by a guy and dump him in month eight of pregnancy, and she's fighting for that to be recognized as a legit feminist struggle. Let's read that again. The reason why this is a red flag, and Andre wasn't clear about it over here, and I talk about it in my chapter, actually, about the average of the people that these women spend the most time with. So if a woman's going to, if she's telling you that her five friends are feminists or her five closest friends are all hoes, she's going to be the sixth. Five of her friends are feminazis, or like hardline feminists, you're talking to the sixth. That's what you're dealing with. So it's important to note that that is a significant contributor to the red flag over here. So feminist struggle, and she's talking about this friend that needs to be impregnated by a guy, dump him in month eight, and she's recognizing as legit. No, I'm going to share a story about a interesting red flag here that I came across once. There's this chick I used to work with, 20s, I think it was late 20s. And, she always wanted to go out to lunch. Let's go out to lunch. But, I remember one time she's like, yeah, I think I'm going to have a baby. I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't know you're pregnant, or, you know, you have a boyfriend or something I didn't know about. I'm like, what's the plan? And she didn't say anything. She just looked at me like this. She just stared at me. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm looking around. You know, what are you looking at? She's like, I'm like, what's the plan? She's like, I'm looking at it. She's staring at me. There's women out there that, for the love of God, I don't know why they come up with these batshit crazy plans. Maybe it comes from Hollywood, ideas through toxic feminism or whatever it is, but they come up with these ideas that they're just going to get knocked up and push out a kid and everything's going to be fine. And they're going to raise this, you know, useful, virtuous, masculine boy child. And they do it like, okay, back then I wasn't red pilled, but one of the things that she said to me at the time was, well, why not? You know, like, why can't we do it? Like, you know, this is a great idea. And I said to her, I go, why not? I go, I can give you about 50 reasons why not. She goes, but we should, you know, you're good looking, you're tall, you're funny, I like your jeans, blah, 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 and all that sort of stuff. And I'm like, it ain't happening, man. Like, there's women that will cook up crazy ass ideas like this. This is for entertainment purposes only. You only laugh at it. It's a short-term basis. This is an upside down worldview. Okay. You do not get into long-term relationships with women that have this kind of worldview. You can play them. You can short-term basis to them, always be in control of the birth 100% of the time, but this is not anything that you would want to consider on a long-term basis. So that's a useful one here. Here's another one with a lot of upvotes. YouTube Renegade says, playing the victim and talking about how all of her exes were horrible to her. Women like that are usually the predators that demonize the men that they're with, and you're likely to be the next SOB story when you break up with it. So whenever a woman starts talking about a ex and it's in a disparaging way, when I say disparaging, it's not nice. You know, she's obviously saying shit about them, talking shit about them. The way she's talking about them, she'll be talking about you, okay? Never, ever, ever a good sign whenever you hear somebody always complaining about everybody else in the world, but they never take any ownership. One of the fun things that I started to do when I was dating after, divorce and kind of going through the red pilling process, one of the things I would start to do is a lot of women, you know, around my age group anyway, I was dating that age. I don't ever do that anymore now, but a lot of them were complaining about their ex-husbands, and I would stop them. I'd say to them, so you're the one that said, yes, I'll marry you, you know, because he proposed to you, right? You know, I would ask him just for fun. So he proposed to you, right? Well, yeah, of course. Isn't that what men are supposed to do? You know, she would always say, well, you said I do. You also went through the engagement period. You also went through the wedding. So tell me what you might have been able to do better. And the very act of you questioning what ownership they might specifically need to take for the choices and the results that they get out of life, it was like looking at a deer in headlights, like stunned. They didn't know what to say. Have fun with that one. Whenever you hear these women make these horrible comments about exes or their ex-husbands and shitting on them or their kid's father, it's like, you're the one that decided. Like women are the gatekeepers to sex. Men are the gatekeepers to relationship. Men get to decide when they're going to get into an LTR with a woman. You know, men should never have that conversation. Like, well, where do we stand? And I really like you, and I'm wondering if we could be like, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend sort of thing. And she's like, that's where she starts to dry up. Okay, she should be the one coming to you saying, hey, where do we stand? And at that point, then you can decide whether or not you want to be exclusive with her or non-exclusive, monogamous, non-monogamous, or whatever you want to do. If she's a good person, you want to bring her, if you want to invite her in your life. But it's never you that should be having that conversation. Let her come to you and do that. And during that period of time, you're of course looking for red flags like this, like, you know, victim mindset, always blaming others for the problems they get out of life. I cover that in depth in that chapter below there. Let's see what else we got. Oh, here's another good one that was that didn't really get a lot of good. Actually, here, let me hit some super chats here. I've been missing them. Sorry, guys. Scroll up. Thanks to all the new members, by the way. Lestat says, if she smokes, she pokes. Yep. A friend of mine used to say, you're gonna get a SNL, same nightly, if she has a thumb ring, tats, and smokes. he wasn't wrong that often. Let me see here. There was another one that I missed from, sorry, I can't pronounce your name. Thank you for the super chat. I think you had a question right after that. Hey Rich, thank you for the content. If she's divorced twice but not looking for another marriage, and I'm not looking for a serious commitment, what do you think about that? Plate status, that's it. You don't, you know, like a chick that, okay, so here's the thing that you got to realize with divorce statistics, because you'll get data on this, but you won't get data on relationships. But First-time marriages, I think it's like 51 or 49% chance of it ending, depending on where you take the data from North America or from Europe. Second-time marriages is about 70%. Third-time marriages even goes higher. So she's not able to commit on a long-term basis because, I mean, for crying out loud, you shouldn't be getting married to begin with. It's a bad idea from every angle. It doesn't matter how you slice and dice it. But the amount of preparatory stuff you got to go through, the invitations and bring people over and the honeymoon and the dress and the suits and the best man crew and the, you know, the, like all the, forget it, dude. Like you're talking about a train wreck ready to unfold. See, I always say guys are always masters of complicating their lives and they're justifying why they do it. There is no excuse for what I think about this. It is dumb. Do definitely avoid anybody that's got multiple marriages under the belt, but thank you for the super chat. Okay, let's go back to the arrested one. So she'd been arrested, but it wasn't her fault. Let me share a personal story of one of my favorite red flags that I had experienced. So I'm on a date with this chick. She's a fitness, I don't want to say fitness model, but she's one of these fit chicks. You know, she's hot. And she asked me, she goes, something to the effect of, so have you ever been arrested? You know, just doing casual chat, you know, like women sometimes throw these random questions out at you. So have you ever done this? You ever been in the back of a cop car? You ever had sex here or something like this? This was a new one. She was like, have you ever been arrested? And I'm like, what? Why would you ask me if I'd ever been arrested? And I'm thinking to myself, wait, hang on a second. And I said to her, wait, hold on a sec. Have you ever been arrested? Because right then and there, I'm like, this chick's definitely projecting. I've never been arrested. I've never even seen the back of a cop car. Been pulled over a lot for traffic infractions. You know, I drive fast cars, fast motorcycles. It's happened, but never for like anything significant. So she's like, yes, I've been arrested. I'm like, okay, well, tell me that story. This is why it's such a big red flag, because it ties into the violence component of things. If women get arrested, see, women get far lighter treatment than what men do for the exact same offense. Speeding. I mean, women have lighter insurance policies than what men do. We pay way higher insurance than women do for exact same cars, exact same age. Women pay a lot less. So women get preferential treatment when it comes to law. We already know that. If you haven't read Dr. Warren Farrell's The Myth of Male Power, read it. It's a great read. He breaks down all the components within that. But when it comes to the law, women get off far, far easier and far more often than what men do. So if a woman says she's been arrested, listen, something's going on there. Start asking questions. So I said to her, so what happened? Well, I was at my boyfriend's house and we were having a fight and he wouldn't let me in the house and he had to call the cops. I'm like, okay, tell me more. And she kind of stopped. She hesitated. I said, why did he call the cops on you? Well, you know, I was really upset and I might have been a little bit drunk at the time. And, you know, he had a stack of like dry firewood out front and I threw a log through the front window. Like it was nonchalant, like no big deal. Like this happens every other Thursday night for her sort of thing. And she's telling me this on, I can't remember if it was a first or second date, but it was like very, very early on. I was like, okay, we're fucking done here. Like this is nothing but a short-term thing, if anything at all. You do not let women that are violent, that get involved with the law, you do not invite women like that into your personal life. Have fun, short-term basis. That's it. Be in control of the birth. Do not expose yourself to anything, you know, significant risk. That is a big red flag. Thanks for the super chat, Steve. What do you think about women that take forever to get out of the house, get ready? I can't get the girl I'm dating anywhere before 12 to 1 p.m. ever, and it takes her 1 to 2 hours. That is a good one. Okay, let's deal with that as a red flag. So I have a strict rule. My time is precious, and if you do not value my time, you're basically telling me that you think your time is more valuable than my time. So I've done this a few times too. Had a date scheduled. Let's say it's for 8 p.m. Had a date scheduled for 8 p.m. She's like, all right, meet me at my house 8 o'clock, and then we'll head out from there. Only I get there 8 o'clock, and she's not there. Give her a call. Hey, what are you doing? I'm still shopping with my friend, blah, 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 blah. You know, I'll be there real soon. Excuses. I leave. I don't sit around and wait for that. I'll leave. I don't even wait. I don't give her a reason why I've left. I'll just go. Now, if she's got genuine burning desire for me, she's going to go and chase me from that point. You know, she'll drive over to my place. She's going to apologize. She's going to make it up somehow later on. But you do not ever wait for a woman if you set a hard time to go and do something. I remember there's a guy that once said that he had to wait in a woman's driveway for something like 45 minutes while she was putting on makeup. She didn't even invite the dude in the house, didn't offer him a drink, nothing to eat. He had to sit in his car like a pleb for 45 minutes while she put on makeup to get ready. I would have left. Same thing if you show up for a date and she's not there when you get there. A couple minutes, like, unless there's an accident or traffic or she got in an accident or something like that, and, you know, it's like a verified real serious problem, I wouldn't even wait. Again, like a couple minutes, you know, 4 or 5 minutes. If she's not there, gone. Okay. You need to set boundaries early on when it comes to chick. I don't care how hot she is. I don't even care if she's a 17 out of 10. Fuck it. Get out of there. You're not, if you don't value your time, if you don't put a premium on your time, if you don't set a precedent for the importance of your time and who you are and the shit you got to do in the world, she's not going to value you, dude. She's not going to value you later on down the road, months down the road, even into a relationship. If you get into it with her, you will become a plow horse and she will not respect you. I guarantee it. She will not respect that guy waiting in her driveway for 45 minutes while she's putting on, she's laughing upstairs, taking selfie poses in the mirror and putting them on snaps and sending them over to the alpha chads who are going to come over after she goes out for dinner with that guy and gets dropped off at midnight. Chad's coming over to take care of business. Okay. Do not sit around waiting like a pleb. Thank you for that super chat. That's a very, very good point. Thanks, Stephen. Here's another good red flag, man. I got so many on this one. This one got a upvote of 164, full screen layout. Losing custody of her kids, average gamer says. So, I mean, generally speaking, you're not going to date a chick that's got kids anyway. If you're watching my content, hopefully you're smart enough about it. You're not going to get into anything long-term with that because you do not want to deal with that risk. There's a video on my channel I uploaded in the last probably 10 days, five reasons why you don't want to deal with chicks with kids. So watch that. Excuse me. I had my tea because... Gentlemen, this is what we're supposed to be doing, right? Chasing excellence, not women. These mugs, by the way, they're in the merch store down below. Grab them. Women get awarded custody still today, somewhere between 70 to 80% of the time. If they're going to court, they're almost always getting custody. If there's no court involved, they're still getting custody the majority of the time. You know, a shared custody arrangement or an arrangement where the father has custody is... very, very rare. And she's got like visitation every other weekend sort of thing. Those things don't happen very often. But there are women that will lose custody of their kids completely. This is a big red flag. This is a big, bright red flag in neon. This is in the entire Chinese army marching through the entire Tiananmen Square with the tanks behind them and the missile launchers and the MiGs flying overhead all in red with red smoke. This is a big red flag, okay? If she's losing custody of her kids, she's probably a really big loser. You do not want to invite somebody like that into your personal life. That is, you shouldn't even probably get into a short-term anything with her. But if you want, you know, you decide. But that is a huge red flag. Let's see here. We got a whole bunch more before I'm going to grab the ones on the Twitter. This has been insightful. Thank you, guys. Constantly talking about her ex. We hit that one. So social butterfly. Here's an interesting one. Fubar said, "We'll never take an extroverted social butterfly seriously ever again. Biggest garden tools around." Now, if you're not familiar with what the garden tools are, what garden tool might he be talking about, fellas? Think about it. Women that are extroverted social butterflies that always have a need to go out. I dated a extroverted social butterfly a couple times, most recently in the last 10 years, definitely for sure. Very attractive, you know, very, very attractive. But like she would want to go out on a Monday and Tuesday night till fucking 3 o'clock. I remember when I told her to pound sand, I once got a couple of calls, like phones ringing at like 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And she smashed out of her mind on a Monday night, you know, at a friend's house talking nonsense on my voicemail. Extroverted, like, okay, I'm gonna back up a little bit here because I'm more of an introvert and I value my time, and I don't have energy. Like, I feel drained when I deal with these extroverted social butterflies that are always running around. It's like, okay, we've had a good night, we've had some dinner, we talked to a few people, you know, we hung out with some friends, let's go home and bang now. But the extroverted social butterfly is going to want to do like 2, 3, 4 venue changes and change clothes and go to this supper club and do this supper club. And it's like, shut up. I don't have time for that. These ones for me personally, and I'm assuming FUBAR is probably similar to me, is a big red flag because it's exhausting. And yes, they are big garden tools as well too. Oh, here's another good one. Let's throw this one back up on the screen with you. We're running out here. Okay. Sounds from the Underground says, okay. Oh, hang on. This is a bit of a longer one. Let's open it up because this got a lot of upvotes. She constantly talked about her ex and was on the phone all the time. If you're on a date with a chick and she's on her phone, you have to make a hard and fast rule about, I'm not going to go back to the screen over here. So, you know, let's say that you're at dinner and this chick's on her phone, you know, just typing away and shit. Just look at her, you know, give it about 5 seconds. Just look at her and see if she notices that you're looking at her. If she doesn't notice that she's being looked at by you, you're out on a date with her, you know, keep in mind. I'm assuming it's not like my kids or, I mean, you should be out on a date with a chick with kids anyway. You know, I'm assuming it's not something tragic like a family emergency or something like that. If she's hammering away for longer than 5 seconds, grab the phone out of her hand. Just grab it. Grab the phone out of her hand and put it down. And then just look at her. You need to take control of the situation and set a boundary. Now, if that pisses her off, walk. If she complies and enters your frame, that's okay. You're just basically telling her how things are going to be. If she throws a hissy fit and has a spaz, starts pointing and sputtering, yelling at you, behaving erratically, maybe even violently, starts screaming at you, just get up and walk out. Big, big red flag. So let's deal with that part first. Basically, she had, it's all about me mentality. Well, it's kind of all women because of solipsism, but some are way, way worse than others. But yes, absolutely. And she had the audacity to talk to me about marriage within the first week, saying if I wouldn't marry her, we couldn't be no more than friends. This is baby rabies. I have this in chapter, guys. So below over here, I have an entire section. I think it's like red flag number, there it is, 16. Red flag number 16 is baby rabies. So you need to pay attention to why that's significant. Talking about marriage so early on in the dating process and saying that if you don't marry her, or sometimes they like to negotiate when sex is going to happen. Like, well, I make guys wait 8 dates. I talked about that before. I'm not going to cover it again. Or I'm not going to, you know, getting anything in the long term. If I don't get a marriage proposal within a certain period of time, like 3 months or 6 months or something like that, it's like, no. I have no interest in that nonsense, and neither should you. Anyway, so we're talking about marriage here first. Not only is she on her phone, it's all about me. I wouldn't marry unless no friend. Okay, so I told her, all right, go find someone else and have a nice life. A week later, she hits me up with, hey, love, and saying she was sorry. She was even girlfriend material and that, and definitely not wife. Oh, she wasn't even girlfriend material and definitely not wifey. She was just desperate to have a mommy wife show everything, especially her girlfriends and family. She keeps keeping up with the Joneses. Had to walk away from that. Very attractive girl, but absolutely did not know what she wanted. She knew exactly what she wanted, dude. She wanted a dutiful beta to supplicate her baby rabies and put a bun in the oven while she sits at home all day on her phone on Facebook. You're going to marry a Karen. You get into something like that, you're going to turn into a beta plow horse. Good for you, Sounds from the Underground. You definitely dodged a bullet with that one. Pay attention, guys. Oops. Pay attention, guys. There are some very, very important lessons here. Oh, here's another one. Was still single, but living in the same apartment as her ex-boyfriend. Big red flag. Ex-husband, ex-boyfriend, whatever. No, it's, you know, What was that movie with Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston? I think it was called The Breakup or something like that, where they were in Chicago and they ended up living in the same apartment before they could sell it. It's Jennifer Aniston. I go out with her for a couple of dates, short-term basis, but nothing on a long-term basis. You know, get your house in order, lady. Don't make your problems my problems. You're living with your ex-boyfriend. Forget it. I date to marry. Please don't waste my time. Oh, this is another good one. This is actually a big red flag. I'm surprised this one didn't get some more upvotes. Let's give that an upvote and a heart. I date to marry. Please don't waste my time. So why is that a red flag? That is a red flag because that is the first sign of baby rabies. You do not even go out with a chick like that. If you cold approach a chick and she starts messaging you that nonsense, you don't even go out with her. Okay? It's not even worth your while. You meet her online on a dating app and it's even got a soundbite or a caption, something like, looking to get married, don't waste my time, I've had my fun, you know, something like that. Insert reason, you know, from there, dot, dot, dot. All that really means is she's ridden the carousel for the last 10 or 15 years. She's now 37, 39, 41. You guys hear about this new TV show that's coming out? It's about this 41-year-old woman where like 20 guys are competing to impregnate this 41-year-old. Oh, she's divorced too. A 41-year-old divorced woman looking to have kids immediately. And she's actually got the audacity, like she's got the balls, and these idiots go on the show to do this. She's got the audacity to have them comply with a fertility test before she'll even talk to them on the show, apparently. I haven't dove into the details. I don't really want to watch it, if I'm being honest, but maybe I might do a little bit of feedback or, I don't know, an episode or two, just see what it's all about. But, I mean, the kind of crap that guys put up with. And I understand there's some guys like, well, Rich, that's all that's out there. You don't understand, Rich. It's bad. It's not good out there. You know, you say to avoid single mommies all the time, but that's all that's out there. Oh, well, I don't have that problem. Okay. I'm 46. I'm bald. I wear shitty glasses. I got scars on my arms, third degree burns. Do work on yourself if all you have access to is low hanging fruit. Do not get yourself tied up into any of this nonsense where it's I only date to marry, please don't waste my time. Lady, you wasted your time for 15 years riding the carousel, and now you want some dutiful beta to come and save you from your bad choices throughout life. Oh my God, 8 months pregnant? Are you kidding me? I've seen that. I've seen a lot of you guys send me screenshots. A lot of you dudes send me screenshots of your Tinder or Bumble conversations or profiles. And women actually have the balls to post to go and market themselves impregnated with another man's child, hoping that some dutiful pleb will swoop in and save her. And I guarantee you some guy will. She won't have genuine burning desire for him like she did, you know, for the guy that knocked her up. But anytime you see women that are, you know, pregnant and on dating apps, it's a fast pass, man. I understand, you know, like some of you guys have like fetishes for stuff like this, but that's a big pass for me. Oh, here's a good one. Breathalyzer in a car. A huge Yoda says a breathalyzer in a car. Whenever a woman, it's not just narrowed in it. Whenever somebody has a drinking problem, they go to court and then they lose their license. They have to install this device in their car where they can't start their car unless they blow into the device first and they pass. If you get into a chick's car or you see her get into her car and you notice she has to blow into a device before she can start it up, you're going to invite a train wreck into your life on a long-term basis. Short-term fun if you want. Okay, I get it. But that is a big red flag. Here's one. This is one that I don't necessarily agree with. Not making a movement to offer to pay for drinks. Poker face when the bill comes, game over. I've gone back and forth on this one. So it depends on where you are in life. I do well, okay? I mean, money's not a problem for me. If you run a business, I mean, you're running client meals and entertainment through the business anyway. Women obviously value guys that are successful. Men are success objects to women. So if you're in a position where you're successful, you've got millions of dollars, you got your money sorted, you don't have a mortgage, I don't care if she motions to grab the bill or not. I don't care. Now, if I go out with her a few times and she's not bringing anything to the dynamic. She's not doing anything. She's not demonstrating interest in the way of gestures beyond, of course, physical touch and intimacy sort of things. Then, yeah, that's when I'll start to lose interest. But not making a movement to offer to pay for a drink on a first date, I don't care. It doesn't really matter to me. In the past, it might have mattered to me. For the most part, I think it only really matters when you've got money issues. And at the same time, your ROI is really going to be higher on reinvesting in yourself, not making mountains out of molehills about who's going to pay for, $12 worth of Starbucks coffee. Who cares? Fucking, if she doesn't grab it next time, or grab you a coffee next time. Or the coffee test is one of my favorite tests. I've talked about the coffee test in one of my long videos a long time ago, about 2 or 3 years ago. It's got 1.5 million views. Coffee test is straightforward. So if you've been buying, dinner, whatever, you've been dating for a while, you've been buying dinner sort of thing, and then one day you want to throw the coffee test at her, it's real, real simple. You're out. Pretend like you don't have your wallet. You're out. You're driving somewhere, and you're like, babe, I want to grab a coffee. Forgot my wallet. It's in my gym bag. It's at my house, whatever, coffee table at home. I need you to spot me on this one. If she protests, if she gives you a hard time about a coffee, okay? I mean, coffee, Tim Hortons here is $1.50. Starbucks might be a little bit more if you get a super chai latte side with this whipped cream and the mochaccino weak. Those are about $5 or $6, okay? But if she's going to cry and whinge and whine about spending $1, $5, or $6 when you've been treating her like a woman, obviously, you've been taking her out, entertaining her, you guys got some thing going on, all of a sudden, she drops that, you want to drop her. Get rid of her ass and deep six her quickly. A woman like that, that can't make a small effort or a kind gesture like that, get rid of her. Trouble. It's trouble down the road. You should be implementing the coffee test very early on, within the first month of dating, if I'm being honest. Okay. Got another super chat here. Let me deal with that here. Steve Crawford says, what about women that don't have much of a personal life? Example, lack of hobbies, friends, and goals, work or otherwise. Okay. If she's one of these chicks that, her goal is you. She's going to be texting you all the time, calling you all the time, wanting to be with you all the time. That's a bad thing, because there's too many guys that, and I've done this myself too when I was younger, there's too many guys that will abandon their purpose in life because all of a sudden a pretty girl, even a reasonably pretty girl, that offers you consistent access to intimacy. I'm trying to water this down for YouTube. Consistent access to intimacy on a regular basis. You're going to end up losing friends. You're going to end up losing hobbies. I guarantee you will not make bucks deluxe. There's no way that you're going to be putting a dent in the universe and making millions of dollars if you've got some chick hanging off you like 24/7 all the time, like a ball and chain, and her sole purpose in life is just to be by your side. I've seen this far too often. The other problem with this too is most guys do this early on in their lives, usually in their 20s, and it often is one of the precursors to one-itis, because you abandon everything else in your life to go placate and fulfill her need to be beside you all the time. And if she can't be beside you all the time, she loses her shit. Like, she starts getting edgy and anxious and all twitchy and stuff like that. So to me today, it is definitely a big red flag. I'm going to put this up there with big red neon flag, Chinese Communist parade marching through Tiananmen Square with the MiGs flying over with the red smoke coming out the back of it. This is a big red flag for me today. She's got to have something going on in her life beyond, I don't know, some basic ass job at the nail salon or at the reception desk at the insurance company. Make sure she's got something going on. I'm losing my focus here. Let's try this again. Okay. Boop. Hang on. Pull this back. Let's see what happens. Oh, you know what? You're just going to have to deal with a blurry me if this doesn't work. Anyway, I'm sure it'll fix itself eventually. Yeah, I don't like it. It's a big red flag. I would suggest avoiding it. She's got to have something going on in her life. She's got to have something that's going to fill her days beyond the basic job at, again, the nail salon or the insurance company. just got to have something. Like for me, I'm good with meditation classes, hot yoga classes. You know, if she's going to the gym with a male personal trainer, that's a red flag. If she's going out with her girlfriends to a yoga class and it's all women in a hot yoga class, that's fine. You know, she's going to a meditation class, that's fine. She's got to have something going on. You know, she's taking a course for some kind of certification for, I don't know, Reiki therapy or something like that. Good. Go do it. Enjoy it. I want you to go and have some kind of purpose in life because I don't want me to be the purpose. I want my life to be my life. You can complement it and you can certainly add value to it. But if she wants to be by your side all the time, like Steven's describing her, basically what you're going to do is you're going to make her the focus of your life. And that's going to take you off track 100%. Very good point. Thanks for sharing that super chat. Let's see here. Let's go back to this list. Where are we at? We're about the hour mark. And I haven't even put a dent in this. Hang on a sec. There we go. Her Instagram profile says sunshine with a little bit of thundercloud. Turned out she was batshit crazy. That's not a big one. I think we're starting to run out of the upvoted ones. Here we go. Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil's on my channel throwing a comment here. The type of woman who says things like, I'm a strong woman that intimidates a lot of guys, usually translates to argumentative, excessively flouting. Okay. This is a good one. I'm glad you pointed this out, Dr. Phil. I'm going to read this again. The type of woman who says that things like, I'm a strong woman, and that intimidates a lot of guys. Usually that translates to argumentative, aggressively flouting simplistic opinions. 100% agree. Listen, I'm a strong man and I have opinions. I don't need a strong chick with opinions up in my face all the time telling me that she intimidates guys. Okay, you can go and intimidate some beta. One of the things that a lot of women tend to do, and by the way, guys, this is a feminist. If a woman says things like, I'm a strong woman that intimidates a lot of guys, this is a feminist. This is a woman that's trying to be a man, because all that feminism really is it's the masculinization of the feminine. They become more like men and less like women. There's no time throughout history where a guy would have been sitting down at a pub anywhere 500-600 years ago and someone would have said, I'm a strong woman that intimidates a lot of guys. He would have laughed at her and told her to pound sand. But today we tolerate it. Here's the other thing too. This is actually quite funny because I saw this meme at one point. Caption this: I'm a strong woman that intimidates a lot of guys. Karen, second shift officer from Taco Bell, assistant manager. This is often what it is. Now, unless you're running your own business, accountant, a lawyer, by the way, definitely stay away from lawyers. Ask me how I know. Any of those things, you definitely want to keep that out of your life. You don't want to invite it in your life, especially if you're a strong guy that's on a purpose that wants to put a dent in the universe. If you're watching my channel, I'm assuming that's who you are. If you're a weaker beta, then you might want to have a strong woman kind of running the show for you. I'm going to take one more stab at fixing this focus because it's bothering the crap out of me. Let's try this again. There we go. That worked. Got another super chat here. Let's hit on it from the drive inside. Oh, let's talk about animals. I can't believe we haven't hit on that yet. I got through all of these from you guys and nobody said anything about animals yet. What about chicks that put their pet animals a little too high on a pedestal? Is there a chance of fixing this or say screw it? Dude, there was a time in my dating career where I was convinced that there was no women left that didn't have a zoo in their freaking house. Let me tell you a story. I went over to chick's house once. It's hot. She was like half Mexican, half Colombian or something like that. Her apartment was the size of this room over here. This isn't a massive room. It's big enough though. But her entire apartment, kitchen, bedroom, bathroom, was the size of this room. In that room, she had two bunny rabbits, a chinchilla, two cats. I don't know what the birds were, but two birds. And I think it was a hedgehog, some spiky little ball of an animal. And the place smelled like piss. The door opened and I walked in there and it was like something just hit you in the face, this big waft of stench. And That was it. It was like, I am not, I don't care how hot you are. I don't care if you're a 19 out of 10. This is not happening tonight. Never, ever, 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 ever. My view on chicks with pets and animals too high on a pedestal. Look, if she has a dog that she's constantly talking to, this is where I draw the line in the sand. If she sleeps with a dog, okay? I dated this girl for about a year. Great girl, actually, you know, lovely family, had lots of fun with her, but the dog was a real problem. I remember I woke up one morning and the dog was sleeping on the bed, and I was vehemently opposed to the dog sleeping on the bed because I don't even bother when I'm sleeping. I don't want cats crawling over my head. I don't want dogs, you know, sleeping on the bed. I woke up and I was like, oh, you know, the birds are singing and my eyes are closed, and I open up my eyes and it's like the dog's asshole is right here, like 2 inches from my face. That was it. There was another chick that I dated that had cats, and one of her cats made a habit of biting my toes while I was sleeping. I kicked that MF across the street, not across the street, but across the room one night because it woke me up 4 o'clock in the morning biting my feet. There should be a boundary there when it comes to animals. I like animals. I love dogs. Not a big fan of cats. But if your dog's not sleeping on a dog bed beside the bed, forget about it. If you've got more than one cat, forget about it. My preference is no pets. Love dogs. Probably have a dog at some point again in the future. I've had a dog before, but that's just my view on it. Some guys really like cats. Some guys really like dogs, and they're okay with stuff like that. You got to decide what your boundary is. So the drive inside when you're saying, what about chicks that put their animals on that high of a pedestal? You're going to have to decide what your level of tolerance is and when that looks like a red flag for you. That's an important one to consider as well. Because I mean, you will have to put up with a lot of nonsense when it comes to animals. I remember my single mommy one-itis when there was an ice storm once. You know, she lost power at her place. So of course, you know, she brings the kids over and all this shit and her fucking cat. And, you know, her cat shit all over my house. It was just like, forget about it. Okay, you don't need the hassle of any of that nonsense. Let's hit this other super chat. SansPer91. She has more guy friends than you. Yeah. Short-term basis, man. That's just plate status. That's kind of basic stuff. Let's see here. Let's go back to the... Oh, let me take that off the screen. Let's see what else we got here. I think I'm going to go over to Twitter because there's a bunch of other ones on there. So let's go back to the screen. And let's hit the Twitter post because there's close to 400 on here. Let's see what we got. Abusive parents, poor manners. I think we already talked about man. Okay, here's one. Chesty, Rule Zero Dad says, one chick took her shoes off in my car on the way to dinner and I drove her back to her house. I had that happen once where she put, you know, when it's like hot in the summer and just don't mind the mic for a sec. You can not hear me, but you know, they put their feet like up on your dashboard, you know, kind of like this. Okay. If you're on a long road trip and you're driving, you know, 15 hours and you're tired, I'm not going to fret about it too much. But look, if you're going to take your shoes off in the first couple of dates and stick your nasty ass feet on my dashboard, I would do the exact same thing. Bringing a toddler. Wow. His Royal Majesty, Abu American. I like this guy. Went on a date long time ago, 50 minutes in. She says, should we get some cocaine? Let's go get some cocaine. I literally drove her home without a word. Let's see what else we got. This is all a thread. 18-year-old with a single lesbian mom and single lesbian grandmother who both hated men. That's feminism, you know, that's Tiananmen Square, big red flag, MiGs flying over with red smoke. That's a big red flag. Stay well away. She invited me over, ordered food, asked me to pay for it, then didn't touch one of the things that she ordered. When I mentioned it, she told me she ordered it for her lunch the next day. Oh, so she's inviting you over to have you buy her lunch for the next day. That's a joke. Here's one. The tattoo, she had a only God can judge me tattoo on her forearm. Yeah, we all know what that one means. I shouldn't have to explain that one. Started putting her first, oh, here's one. Known a woman for less than 24 hours and she started putting her first name with my last name, telling me how good it sounded within 24 hours. This is another example of baby rabies. Well done for you, renegade sailor. Good that you walked away from that nonsense. She climbed my backyard fence because I didn't answer a text. Whew. Crazy. Yeah, that is a big red flag. No sex before marriage, but has a girl. But girl has a child already. I love that one. I love these chicks with kids in tow that have ridden the carousel, and all of a sudden now they found God and they think that they're virgins because they've repented their sins. Give me a break. Give me a break. Garden tool. Adam's apple. Yeah, that's a big red flag. Was with a legit... Okay, Rob, okay, this is a good one here. Was with a legit 9, contemplating serious with her when she asked me if I thought God would let her have a baby. Wait for it. Hang on, I'm going to go full screen. Wait for it. After 9 abortions. Can you believe the audacity? Listen, guys, women will tell on themselves if you shut up and listen. They will. Eventually, within the first few dates even, you will identify crazy from somewhat sane potential, longer term, you know, whatever rotation you want to put it in. But usually within the first 3 dates, she will start to demonstrate signs and signals of crazy. Smart guys will avoid it because they'll have lots of options, or they'll limit it to plate status because they have lots of options. Dumb guys that are more beta-tized, that have less options, that aren't as high value, will tolerate stuff like this. And these guys get run through the ringer. They just get destroyed. They get destroyed in family court too. Her son tried to do a 3-way when I went to her place. Joking. Okay, yeah, that's good. Want to know all about me? Let's look for the ones with the lots of responses. Here we go. Had one date with a woman, cleaned out her earwax while driving. Gross. Later, while walking by the river, she dropped her pants and pissed right in front of me. Are you kidding me, dude? Middle-aged MGTOW. What are you? That is a low-value chick right there. What is that all about? She had a boa constrictor. Yeah, that. Stay away from chicks with snakes. The only snake she should have is in one of my pants. That's it. Let's see here. Okay. Had a girl once tell me she dates white dudes, but hooks up with black dudes on a first date. Ended it immediately. She also had a kid too. F. Basically what she's saying is she gets into relationships with white betas and goes to Pound Town with Tyrone. Bruised easily. Okay, hang on, what does this say? When she admitted that on a second date that she was prone to physical violence and she bruised easily. Yeah, that's a big red flag. That's a violent chick. You definitely want to stay away from that. Worse, bringing a friend to meet up and expecting her to feed and entertain them too. Give me a break. That's not. I mean, like, unless you're inviting them over to your place or you're having a party or a social gathering, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, be careful. Should be a ton of these things. You guys enjoying this broadcast? Looks like this is turning into a comedy show. Thank you for that. Dog moms. I think we kind of covered pets already. Let's see. Here's one with 105. Asked me to help out with a rent within a month. That is some low-hanging fruit right there. Stay away from that. Wanted me to off her father? Wow. Let's see what else we got here on the list. After the appetizer, she proceeded to talk to me about her ex-husband and the girl he ran off with for the remainder of the meal and the ride home. Leave. Do not tolerate that nonsense. Filters on selfies. Listen, okay, let's talk about filters because that's one we haven't really hit on yet. You get a chick that's posting pictures every single day, multiple times a day, looking for attention and validation. When the pictures look nothing like her, you know, we've gotten to this point now where filters and selfies combined with the little floating butterflies and the crowns and the facial filters that get rid of acne and blemishes and all that stuff, we're getting to the point of like a cartoon level. And the amount of delusion you have to put yourself out there as a kind of hybrid cartoon character when you're not really looking like what you're holding yourself out to be, when you're kind of not looking like that in person, that's a high level of delusion. Here's another one. Let's talk about multiple fathers here. Two children, two fathers. Listen, single mommies are kind of like off the table for anything long term. There's really only one scenario where you would even want to consider a single mother. And even then, the chance of that happens is like finding a four-leaf clover at the end of a rainbow with a pot of gold. It's very, very unlikely and unreal. Chicks with multiple baby daddies, you know, three kids, three different fathers, four kids, three different fathers. Anytime you start hearing about that, if you're having conversations like that with a chick, like if she's actually got the balls to tell you she's got three kids from two different fathers, if she's telling you this, you need to ask yourself why you're having a conversation with a woman like that and why you're not working on improving your value as a man. Because if you're talking to a chick like that, you have some notches to go up on your SMV, on your sexual marketplace value. That's the sort of stuff that you should be working on right then and there, 100%. We got exes, referred to herself as a princess. Oh, let's deal with the princess one. That's another good one. Referring to oneself as a princess. Okay. You're going to have these chicks that think that they're a freaking princess. Okay. And this is some biblical level of red flagging. This is, again, I'm going to put this up there with Chinese Communist parade, Tiananmen Square, tanks rolling behind with the red missiles and the MiGs overhead with the red smoke. This is right up there. When you have a chick referring to herself as a princess, she is going to have the expectation that you bow down to her every whim and whimsy, and you're going to have to go and placate all of that nonsense. You're basically setting yourself up to be a bitch. You're going to be her bitch, and she's going to treat you like that. Now, you need to put your, if you want to proceed, if you want to kind of get into it with a chick like this, you're going to have to put your foot down, set a boundary around it, and stop it, and let her know that she's entering your frame, and if she's going to be in your life, that she's going to have to compliment it, and you're not there to bow down and kiss her feet. The problem is there's so much beta thirst out there that she's used to all that free attention. The thing being, though, is she doesn't want the attention of any of these thirsty betas. She wants the attention of a strong, virtuous alpha. But because she's so used to all of this, you see this a lot with Twitch thoughts, OnlyFans thoughts, you know, you see it on all these other different social media platforms where they're so used to getting all this free attention, they think that they're going to use that on you. If she's getting away with using it on you, it's because you're a beta and you need to up your game. If you put your foot down and you're going to control the frame and you're going to run her, you're going to have some work to do. You're going to have a lot more work to do than what you're going to have on a chick that doesn't consider herself a princess. So you have to decide how much it is that you want to tolerate and put up with that. You're going to have to put up with some crap. I'll tell you straight up right now. In my view, it's not worth my time. Some guys will tolerate it, though. So to me, that's definitely a red flag. Be careful. Whoa, this guy got 220 hearts on this one. Let's see what this one is. Woman told me on the first date that her alimony is running out and she needs a new man. Only cost me a cup of coffee to find that red flag. All right, it's story time, guys. Maybe we'll start to wrap it up on this note. So, had a date with this hot Norwegian chick. This is after divorce. Found out she had a couple of kids and similar kind of story. Basically, a kind of stay-at-home mom, part-time BS job, like one of those, you know, BS jobs that women will get to kind of like fill on a part-time basis that doesn't pay anything. And she was basically telling me that she lives off the alimony and child support from her ex-husband, has these kids in tow. It's like, okay, all of a sudden my head's starting to break. And that the alimony is about to run out because he's leaving. She was not looking, she was not looking to compliment any man's life. She was not looking to get on my purpose, to help me fulfill my hopes, dreams, and desires, to come along for the ride. She was looking for a dutiful, I mean, obviously, you know, she wanted somebody that she was attracted to, but she was looking for a dutiful guy that was going to placate her every whim and take care of her and her kids. Only a Muppet would raise another dude's children and pay for this woman who didn't have any skills whatsoever, brought nothing to the table. Just forget it. Guys, do not get involved with nonsense like that. Let me take a quick scan here and see if there's one chick that showed up with her son that was a toddler and she was 20. Wow. I think that's about it. I mean, we got a lot more on here. I could go for a while. Oh, asking me how much I make on date one. Okay, let's wrap it up on that note. When a chick asks you, what do you do for a living? Now, if a chick asks you how much money you make, fuck off. It's like, that is rude. That is not something. I don't think I've ever had a chick ask me how much I make. I think they've kind of danced around it, like alluded to, oh, you know, there's seven managers in that role. You know, do you know what the VP pays them for, that sort of thing? Like kind of dancing around it, but not specifically like directly saying, how much do you make? I've never been asked that before. Women are usually a little more crafty about it. They'll ask you things like, oh, so what do you do for a living? And when they say, well, what do you do? What they want to know is, what do you do? Not because they're interested in your job specifically, although women will virtue signal and lie and say, well, I'm sometimes genuinely interested in this job. And then let me show you something actually real quick, because this came up today. I actually posted about it. Let's put this up on the screen. When a woman asks you what you do for a living, she doesn't particularly care about the what part. She's curious about your status, but more importantly, trying to assess how much you earn. And of course, we have a virtue signaling chick pop in here telling me, I probably got blocked by her. This is usually what they do when you put them in checkmate. See, this chick over here says, no, she wants to know if you can take care of yourself so she doesn't wind up with a boat anchor. That's some lower value women that might be considering that. Where's the one that she probably blocked me after I gave her that response? Yeah, it's not there anymore, so it's gone. So I basically said to her, yeah, that's a nice virtue signal. But here's the thing, guys. She's basically trying to size you up. They're not going to directly ask you for a copy of your notice of assessment or your T4 slip. That's what we call it here in Canada anyway, or your pay stub. But she's going to say, well, what do you do? And you're going to say, well, you know, I'm a regional district manager for the collection department of Equifax's banks and receivable and sundry items sort of thing. Right. And then you're going to, it's like bullshit baffles brain. She's not really going to get it. Okay. But what she's trying to do, she's trying to size up how much you make based on the job that you do for income purposes and status purposes. A low value chick that doesn't have access to resources is going to want your resources. A chick that's higher value is not so much worried about the level of income. It's more the status. It's kind of 50-50 is how I'm going to put it. The status part matters because she wants to be able to show up at Thanksgiving dinner with, you know, her new boyfriend. Oh, this is Rich and he's an entrepreneur and he runs three or four different businesses and is a private equity investor and and all this sort of stuff. And, you know, she's going to be proud about who it is that she's bringing to the table. You're obviously going to show up in a nice car with a German badge on the front of it sort of thing. It doesn't really matter. See, with women, when it comes to cars, women can't tell the difference between a basic 5 Series or an M5. They can't tell the difference between a 318 BMW and an M3, okay? It's all just the BMW roundel badge sort of thing. They just don't see the significance of the difference, even though one can cost like 40% more than the other. But yeah, she just wants to size you up to see what kind of money you make, what kind of status you have. And then she starts thinking about things like, oh, Rich Cooper. I wonder if that fits on nice to the end of my name, Mary Cooper. And then she'll start thinking about things like that. When she starts having conversations like that, you know, in her head, which they all do at some point, especially if they're older and they're getting in the baby rabies phase. And that's when you're starting to look out for those other problems. But we covered a lot of stuff tonight. I think this has been an interesting episode. I think you guys enjoyed it anyway. I mean, you guys called me a little bit of a comic in this one. All right, let's start to wind down so I can get a move on here. So right over here, guys, please opt into that list, the 20 red flags. Let me grab the URL and copy and paste it here in the chat. If you're not on my email list, do get on it. It is the only way that I can keep in touch. Oh, hang on a second. I screwed that up. Let me copy and paste this one. Is really the only way that I can keep in touch with you guys when YouTube is not too kind to me. Give it a like. Helps me out a ton with the algorithms. Leave a comment as well. Also helps me out a ton. If you guys have joined and become a member of the channel, appreciate it. All my live broadcasts are for members only. And I do keep an eye out for member comments on regular videos that I pop out. I've got loads of videos I got to publish out this week. I've got a pin top comment on this, which I haven't dropped yet, but a pin top comment. Expand it. There's lots of useful links there. There's the Amazon bookstore. A lot of people ask me what kind of books I recommend that they get into for things like business or self-care or anything like that, especially red pill stuff. Those are all in my Amazon bookstore. Take a look at all those things. They're all useful links. And before I go, I really, really do need to shout out to the man that helps make this mostly possible, simply because, well, most of my videos tend to get either demonetized or they run limited ads. So right over here over my shoulder, Tactical Soap. If you go to coopersoap.com, boom, over here, coopersoap.com, the 10% coupon code is actually already applied. If you click the link, which I'm going to drop in the pin top comment afterwards, you can check out with coupon code Cooper. You get 10% off. Handmade pheromone infused soap and beard oil. It's got pheromones in it. Definitely improve your attraction. You're going to have some game, dudes. But again, it's a high quality product. This is not your Irish Spring. You know, let's buy a carton of 150 for $32 at Costco. It's more expensive. It's higher quality. It doesn't have endocrine disruptors. Actually, I have a guy that I'm going to hop on a broadcast on probably for Playing to Win in the next month or so, who wrote a book about estrogeneration, I think is the title of the book. I'm listening to it right now. Fascinating as hell, dudes. There's a lot of estrogen, phytoestrogens, in so many products that we use every day. It scares the crap out of me. Anyway, back to the soap stuff. Grab some. Help support the creation of content on the channel. You guys are showering anyway. That's it. Great show. Thanks for watching, guys. Love you. Thank you. See you guys in the next broadcast. Peace out.